Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We're very happy that Mavis Staples joins us once again today on the World Cafe. She has the voice of the Staples Singers' funk hits, like I'll Take You There, and she sang with her sisters and father Pop Staples for years. Her new album, We Are Not Alone, was produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, who also wrote some songs for it. Her album before that, We'll Never Turn Back, was produced by guitarist Ry Cooter. We have some performances today recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. And I started out by asking Mavis if, after making so many albums in her career, it was hard each time to kind of figure out what you want to do next.
Yes, it certainly is. After the Ry Cooter CD, the We'll Never Turn Back, I really didn't know which way I was going. I didn't know where to go. So many people were asking me, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do next? You know, and I said, well, maybe I'll do a country album. Maybe I will go all the way back to church and do strictly church. You know, maybe I'll cover some old hits or what. You know, I've always had in my mind I wanted to do a tribute to Bob Dylan, do all of his songs that I loved, you know. But Jeff Tweedy had the answer to this. You know, when he called me over to the Wilco Loft, he had about 12 songs down that he wanted me to listen to see if I wanted to choose any of those for the CD. And lo and behold, we came out choosing maybe about 8 of those songs.
Wow.
He took me back to my childhood. With the Staples Singers songs, he took me back to my teenage years. And some of the other songs, the Fogerty and the songs that I had heard as a young lady. I told him, I said, you've taken me full circle here. You know, Wonderful Savior and Creep Along Moses, those were songs that Pops used to play for us when we were kids. You know, this was the Golden Gate Jubilee. These songs are older than me, you know. And so they were recorded in the early 30s. And I told him, I said, where did you get those songs? He said, oh, Mavis, I like to listen to a lot of old stuff. I said, yeah, well, you went back. You went way back this time, but I've heard those. I never thought I'd be singing them, but I'd love to do those. It turned out we did something that I've never done in my entire career, sing a cappella. We sang one of the songs a cappella.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the notes here, and you thank him for a number of things, and you thank him for the stairwell. Is that about the a cappella?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He told me, he said, Mavis, I've been out there. This is a good sound out there in the stairwell. We're going to do this song in the stairwell. I said, oh, no, not me. I'm not going out there. You know, this was the coldest winter that Chicago had in years. And it was below zero. I said, it's cold out there. He said, Mavis, you got to go out there and do this. The sound is so good. I said, Tweety, I am not going out there. He said, look, somebody get Mavis a coat, a scarf, a hat, and some gloves. And Mavis, you go out there and sing this song. And I said, okay, I'm going to let you be the boss this time. I'm going out there. We all went out in the stairwell. We had one microphone, all of us standing around this microphone. You could actually see the vapor coming from our mouths as we sang the song. We go back in, and I listened. It sounded so good. You know, I told him, I said, okay, you want us, when we go back? He said, no, you don't have to go back. You nailed it. I said, well, that's wonderful. But he was right. That was a good sound out there.
Now, and you're opening your shows with that one, that Wonderful Savior.
Yes, indeed. I have found a wonderful Savior who is freely blessing me forever. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
Lord, he's ever walking beside me. He's my redeemer. He never denied me. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
I know it's true.
I know it's true.
I'm holding his hand.
On my way to heaven,
Lord, I have found a wonderful Savior
freely blessing me forever.
I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
All of my burden now are behind me. Never more temptation to find me. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
He is ever walking beside me. Trusting, never, never deny me. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
I know it's true.
I know it's true.
I'm holding his hand on my way to heaven.
On my way to heaven.
Lord, I have found a wonderful Savior who is freely blessing me forever. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
I shall follow Jesus to glory, even holler his wonderful story. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
And I know it's true.
I know it's true.
I'm holding his hand, on my way to heaven.
On my way to heaven.
Lord, I have found a wonderful Savior who is freely blessing me forever. I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
He is mine.
I am his.
I am his.
And he is mine.
That is Wonderful Savior, and that is one of the songs that is on You Are Not Alone, the new album that Mavis Staples has done. And, of course, we've heard Mavis talking about working with Jeff Tweedy on this record and him coming up with great selections. That's such a great one. Now, you talked about going to the Wilco Loft.
Yes.
Now, did you meet him there, or had you actually met him before? I heard you had a meeting on your turf.
Oh yeah, I did. But actually, I met him first at the Hideout, a little funky club up north here on the north side of Chicago. But then he called me and he asked if we could meet, and I said okay, yeah, Hyde Park. We met at Hyde Park at a restaurant called Orly's. I looked at him when he came in there and sat down. I said, "Uh-oh," he was so quiet. He was so quiet. I said, is he just shy, or is he nervous about being in this foreign land, the South Side, you know, coming over to the South Side? And so I tried to make a little joke, make him, to open him up, you know, crack him up. I said something like, Jeff Tweedy, we'll be good together. You can produce and I'll sing. You know, we'll make a record. You know, something. And he laughed and he started talking. And he started telling me about his lifetime, his childhood, how he had listened to the Staple Singers, how he loved Pops. And he loved all of the things we were doing back in the 60s, 50s and 60s. And he told me some things about himself that some of the things, you know, he really didn't have to open up as much as he did. But he did. And I was grateful for that. You know, actually, when we left there, I felt like I knew Jeff Tweedy. I felt that I had known him for a while. And so I felt that too, this session was going to be fun. This was going to be good because he seemed to have really loved what the Staple Singers had been doing down through the years. And it was no need for us not to have a good session.
Well, you know, it's interesting because over the years you've worked with a lot of famous people who were, you know, clearly fans. I mean, you worked with Prince, and you mentioned the Ry Cooder album that Will Never Turn Back that you did with them. I mean, not to tell stories out of school or anything, but what's the difference working with him in this situation for you?
Okay. The difference, Jeff Tweedy was, you know, is so comical. He was so loose. You know, he is a comedian. He's a clown. And I just had fun. I love to laugh. And all of us, he kept everyone in the studio laughing. He made it so comfortable. The difference with Raikouda, well, you know, Raikouda's older, and Raikouda was more, that session was more business-like, you know. Mm. It was relaxed, but Raikouda, I'd go in and, good morning, good morning, Mavis. How you doing this morning? I'd say, I'm doing good. Well, I said, well, what do you want to do? You know, I said, well, what about this one? Okay, that's good. Let's go on out in there. And we'll see with Jeff Tweedy, it was more like, this was like a family reunion, a love fest. You know, all of the Wilco guys would come through, bring their little girls, their babies, and Jeff Tweedy's little sons and his wife, Susie, they'd come through, and we just had a good old time. You know, it was loose. It was free, you know, and it was fun. It was a fun time. You know, he even had a caterer come in there. You know, I said, Tweedy, do you have a caterer? Yes, Mavis. He's going to be coming every day. He's going, did Raikouda do that for you? I said, no.
That is funny.
No. He kept the session happy. You know, I loved it. I loved it. He walked around with his headphones and, Mavis, you know what I have on this, my iPod? I said, what? I have all of the Staple Singers songs from the 50s and 60s. And how'd you like to do some of these songs? I said, well, that would be great. You've already taken me to my childhood, and we do that, you'll be taking me to my teenage years, you know. And I said, we ended up with You Don't Knock, The Downward Road Is Crowded, and I'm Too Close to Heaven to Turn Around and Anyhow. Hmm. And I tell you, I felt so good. I felt, you know, and I felt my father's presence. I'm going to tell you, in the studio with us, when I was singing, you know, I could just visualize. And I do that anyhow. I make a movie in my head with my songs, you know. And Pops was right there. Yeah.
Mavis Staples is our guest today, and we're talking about some of the music on You're Not Alone. I want to get to some more of the performances. You do a couple of ballads here that just, you know, make my hair stand on end. And one of them is the one that Jeff wrote for you. You Are Not Alone, with that great line, open up, this is a raid.
Listen.
That is so great. That's just one of those funny things, I guess.
Oh, yes, yes. It was. When I heard, open up, this is a raid, I said, Tweedy, this is just great. Oh, my goodness. When I sung that song, when he first told me about that song when we were listening to the lyric, to the songs he had hit, he said, Mavis, I have this song title in my head, You're Not Alone. I want to write this song for you. He talked about, you know, what he felt for the song. I said, Tweedy, you got to write it. You got to write it. And when he started writing it, you know, we didn't do the two songs that he wrote until last, the last two songs of the session. And when that line went, open up, this is a raid. I said, oh, my God, this is awesome. I never thought I'd be saying lyrics like this. And the song is so touching and so comforting. You know, I told him, I said, Tweedy, this is exactly what the world needs to hear today. This is what people need to hear. People are, we're living in trying times, and people are worried, they're depressed, they're losing their homes, they don't know where their next meal is coming from, they don't know where their rent is coming from. You sing a song like this, and someone in that predicament would hear it, they'll feel that you're singing it exactly for them, you know, it'll give people a reason to get up in the morning. You know, he even said to me, Mavis, people feel that they're so alone today, but they don't know that so many of us are alone with them. I said, Tweety, you are, this song is the, one of the most beautiful songs that I have ever sang in my life.
You're not alone, I'm with you. I'm lonely too. What's that song? Can't be sung by two. A broken home, a broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a raid. I wanna get it through to you.
That is the title track of the new album from Mavis Staples, written by Jeff Tweedy. You Are Not Alone, and Mavis Staples is our guest today, singing live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're also getting a chance to hear about this great album. I wanted to talk about a couple of the ballads, and one of them that I mentioned I get chills with is this Randy Newman song called Losing You.
And oh, yes.
And when I hear you sing that, Mavis, it makes me think, I mean, you probably are, but I don't know what you're thinking, but it makes me think of Pops.
Oh, my God. You, you've been up in my mind. You know, that is exactly how I sung that song, thinking about my father. You know, when I first heard it, I thought about, he's singing that. Can I sing this? He's singing to someone that he loved, a woman. You know, when I don't have a love life right now. You know, but my mind went straight to Pops, directly to Pops. I can get over losing my pet, you know, my car, anything. I can get over. I cannot get over losing my father. And when I sang that song, that is exactly who I was thinking of. I could see Pops' face. I could see Pops smiling. You know, I'll never get over losing you.
Was a fool with my money, and I lost every dime. And the sun stopped shining, it rained all the time. It did set me back some, but I made it through, and I'll never get over losing you. Do you know how much you mean to me? Should have told you, 'cause it's true. I'd get over losing anything, but I'll never get over losing you. When we're young and there's time, you forget the past. You don't think that you will, but you do. But I know that I don't have time enough, and I'll never get over losing you. I've been cold, I've been hungry, but not for a while. I guess most of my dreams have come true. With it all here around me, no peace do I find. But I'll never get over losing you. No, I'll never get over losing you. Oh no, oh no, no, no.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Losing You, Mavis Staples, our guest today on the Cafe. And Mavis, we got time for one more, and I wanted to get the live version of Wrote a Song for Everyone. Mm-hmm. And now, how did this get chosen? Because I have to tell you the truth. When I hear you singing this, it reminds me of another song that you did so well, which is that band song, The Wait.
The Wait, yes. Yes, indeed. You know, you're exactly right. So many friends of mine feel that that reminds them of the weight. But I like it, and it does. It's my voice where I'm singing it is right there. Met myself a coming, you know, county welfare line, and it is take a load off, Fanny. I was thinking to do that in the same key, but it, but yes, it's a strong feeling song to me.
Oh yeah,
it has a strong feel to it, and I love it so much. I heard it back in the day, and to sing it, you know, I'm just so blessed. I just feel so good at this time in my life, for all of the years that I've been singing, and to still be here, you know, and to have a producer like Chef Tweedy. They call us the odd couple, you know. how did you? He's a rock star. You're a gospel singer. You know, I feel that it's all the same. It's all, you know, it's music.
Well, let's hear. This is Wrote a Song for Everyone. One that we are thankful, Mavis, that you are singing. This is Wrote a Song for Everyone.
Met myself a coming county welfare line. I was feeling strung out, hung out on the line. Saw myself a going down to war in June. What I want, all I want, is write myself a tune. Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song. Wrote a song for everyone, and I couldn't leave it up to you. Got myself arrested, wound me up in jail. Richmond's about to blow up, communication failed. If you see the answer, now's the time to say what I want, all I want. Get you down to pray. I wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone. Yeah. I couldn't leave it up to you. Standing a thousand years in chains. Somebody said it's different now, but look, it's just the same. Pharaoh spins a message round and around the truth. They could have saved a million people. How can I tell you? Well, I wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone. Oh yeah, couldn't leave it up to you. I wrote a song. Thank you so much.
Wrote a song for everyone live on stage at World Cafe Live. Mavis Staples, you know, you've done a lot of thanking of Jeff Tweedy today, but we definitely thank you for your voice and your insight into this music, and it just sounds fabulous, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.